Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Diesel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound, or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99. each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents. And Martinelli's sparkling cider, two for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound. Plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at Valley Fresh Market.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP entering Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period. Federal funds secured for new Santa Margarita Fire Station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning Wednesday, November 26th at 6 p.m., CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seat belts and driving safely. CHP says during last year's holiday enforcement period for Thanksgiving, 36 people died in crashes across California. 14 vehicle occupants were killed within CHP jurisdiction. Six of them were not wearing a seat belt. CHP also says they made more than 1,100 arrests for driving under the influence during this same time period. Whether you're driving across town or across the state, CHP encourages all passengers to buckle up, drive sober, and obey the speed limit. Click it, don't risk it. Holidays were meant for celebration and connection, not loss. Representative Salud Carbajal's office announced that a federal grant has been secured for the Santa Margarita Fire Station Replacement Project. The grant totals just over $1 million to help complete the replacement of the existing station. Carb Hall's office says, quote, "For too long, local firefighters have been forced to operate out of a flood-prone station. We're ensuring that they can stay focused on saving lives and not worry about defending their own base of operations." Carb Hall's office says he championed the funding over the course of the past year's federal budget negotiations and was signed into law earlier this month. The funding is secured through the Community Project Funding Initiative, first launched in 2022. California Office of Traffic Safety awards over $650,000 in grants to Slo County agencies. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The California Office of Traffic Safety has awarded over $650,000 in grants to various county agencies. The Public Health Department received about $264,000, and the Behavioral Health Department received $155,000. The Public Health Department grant will go to strengthening its bicycle and pedestrian safety program. According to the county's health agency, San Luis Obispo has one of the highest rates of bicycle-related injuries and fatalities among cities of its size in California. College-aged individuals are at the highest risk for bicycle-related injuries and fatalities. To address this, the Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Program promotes safe walking and biking habits while encouraging drivers to share the road responsibly. The grant to the Behavioral Health Department will support the Youth Traffic Safety Initiative, which goes to youth-led campaigns and community outreach to promote safe driving. The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be this Friday, November 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month, but no meeting has been scheduled for this week. The next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. In sports for the NFL, the 49ers beat the Panthers in Monday Night Football yesterday. On Thursday, the Packers will face the Lions, the Chiefs will go against the Cowboys, and the Ravens will face the Bengals. In the NBA, the Kings beat the Timberwolves 117-112, the Warriors over the Jazz 143-117, the Rockets beat the Suns 114-92, the Pelicans over the Bulls 143-130, and the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 125-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, and the Wizards will go against the Hawks, and the Magic will face the 76ers. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. State Attorney General Rob Bonta facing a formal complaint that he improperly used campaign funds, accused of spending close to $500,000 for his 2026 campaign on outside legal help. We're learning about the case involving a girl's body found in a Tesla in L.A., now considered a murder investigation. Former L.A. Police Detective Moses Castillo says the judge is letting police keep the medical examiner's report a secret.
Which tells me that the findings are there. They know the report is complete.
Back in September, the remains of Celeste Rivas Hernandez were found in a Tesla belonging to her boyfriend, singer David Anthony Burke. She was only 14 when she died. And congressional Democrats holding a field hearing in L.A. about the ICE raids that have been taking place in that city for the past 6 months. Jasmine's husband detained back in June. She hasn't seen him since.
I just want to let everybody know that we're here.
I'm John Gilliland, and you're listening to California Headline News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to add pesticide-treated seeds to the monthly use reports growers already must file within county agricultural commissioners. As part of the proposal, the state would also limit seed treatments to those products registered both federally and by the state. Under a lawsuit settlement between DPR and environmental groups, the state must develop and finalize a rule to label and track pesticide-treated seed use by January 1st, 2027. Paul Sanguinetti, who farms tree and row crops with his sons near Stockton, has for years relied on pesticide treatments on corn seed to control soil-borne pests such as wireworms. Should the proposal be adopted as written, Sanguinetti said it would add more record-keeping at times to an already cumbersome task. It's another reporting job when you're trying to plant, Sanguinetti said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. East-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. 70 degrees for your Thanksgiving, upper 60s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid 60s on Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michaels in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking, convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We just got the heaviest wave of economic data since before the government shutdown, and it includes the last piece of inflation data the Fed will see before its pivotal December meeting to debate another interest rate cut. The report's delayed a month and a half, showing just a mild increase in wholesale prices ahead of that government shutdown. The cost of wholesale goods and services were inflation. The September report's delayed a month and a half by the longest shutdown in history, showing just a mild increase in wholesale prices ahead of the government shutdown. The cost of wholesale goods and services, that's where inflation tends to show up first, increased 0.3% in September. Retail sales, though, missed expectations, increasing 0.2% from August. They reined in spending in a number of key categories, including vehicles. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com. We're here to
help.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can also text that, 238-KPRL. We're ready to go with freedom of speech on your Tuesday edition. The right choice.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. The way I'm living, you just leave KPRL alone.
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Barry, Protecting What Matters. He'll have Wendy DeRoven of first-hand news from Israel, what's going on over there, the political situation and the relations with the United States, and Mr. Edward King will be back. He's a director of water and energy at the California Policy Center. Lots to go over, including why common sense solutions to California's self-imposed water shortage continue to be ignored. And again, other issues regarding the oil production and the energy policies here in the state of California, which are among the highest in the United States of America. All righty, a little business to take care of first. It's Toys for Tots and the Community Coats for Kids in combination, 38th annual. And you can go to the website for locations of the boxes and other information. The website is coatsforkidsslocounty.org. We do have a bin up front for both the toys and the clothing. It's all in one, so we're located at 32nd and Oak. Also, I had Jamie on yesterday talking about her new book. It's an ebook, How to Adult, Almost Everything You Should Know Before Going Out into the World. Also, it's we will have that access for you to purchase that on the website, on our website. I'll find out later this morning, probably from our Southern Division, if that is ready to go. But it is, I have a copy of it, and it's very, very helpful, even for those of us that think that we know how to do certain things, you know, everyday stuff, I guess I'll just say. But anyway, in advance, if you can go, if you'd like to look at this and purchase it from Jamie Oppenhauer, it's Home Express. That's Home, HomeExpress.com. That is her website. You can follow and get that ebook. Again, it's very easy to read, pretty short, and it is so helpful. Moms and dads, you might want to get a copy for your kids, particularly if they're going off to live on their own. A lot of little hints here. Little hints here. Chris, do you know how to iron?
You know I don't, actually.
Okay.
Never had to do it.
All right. You think someday you'll have to?
Probably, so I would like to know.
All right. Buy the book.
All right. Thanks.
Actually, I got a copy of it here. So it's an important thing. I had iron when I was back in Baltimore. For the big dinner the night before, and then the wedding shirt and pants, all that kind of stuff. So I had to do it. The hotel rooms usually have the iron in there, And again, I'll just reiterate, you know, my mom taught me how to iron when I was a kid, and I made money in college ironing shirts on Friday and Saturday nights back in the day when guys actually put on a decent shirt to go on a date. So anyway, it's just all kinds of helpful stuff. It's really, really cool. Let's see here. Oh, Chris, on the bicycle thing.
The grant. Yes.
Yeah, what was was San Luis Obispo County or San Luis that the rates were fairly high? What was that again?
I believe they're referring to the city of San Luis Obispo, that the rates of bicycle-related injuries and fatalities is high for San Luis Obispo compared to similar-sized cities in the state.
Okay. So I did a little research when I heard. And there are a lot of risk factors regarding the accidents or fatalities regarding bike riders. One of the common statistics I saw was that the injuries have to do with larger areas where bike lanes are among the regular flow of cars. So it's a combination of you put in bike lanes in a bigger town, the chances for injuries or even fatalities, that risk goes up simply because of numbers, more cars, etc., etc. Doesn't take rocket science. Well, one of the things I was interested in, although they don't obviously, it doesn't sound like they have it in the report, is the injuries in rural areas. So, in other words, people come to different towns, they get out of the big city, and they go on their bike rides in rural areas where they are not familiar with the roads. And in many cases, barely two cars can get by on some of these roads, although the state has a law that, 3 foot or something like that. And if what the rates may be in those type of situations. So you have a combination of people that aren't familiar with the roads are narrow, and in many cases, because of the slopes in it or even the bends, that it's hard to see the bicyclist that you may be coming upon. So it's, since the government likes to have studies or statistics on just about everything that we do, I wish they would do that because I'd be very interested in that. I came across two the other day. When was it? What's today? It was Sunday. And again, it was out in Ranchita Canyon area, and they're riding two across. And they didn't give a damn. They didn't give a damn. It's like, you know what? That's stupid. That's stupid. So, anyway, just a little something there. All right, on the, let's see here. On the, oh, here's an email. This came in just after we went off the air yesterday morning. All right, and it just says, to Kevin, caller, the guy that called in today saying he stays in the left lane because he doesn't want to ruin his tires sounds like a jerk. Unwritten rules of the road should apply. His kind of, this type of thinking leads to road rage. He also reminds me of the guy that called in several months ago saying that he liked to agitate people and get in their face at rally or protests. Okay, well, thank you for that. Appreciate the email. And we did get this in too yesterday that came in late. Key points for California left lane driving. Left lane for passing. The left lane is intended for passing other vehicles, not for general cruising. Impeding traffic. A driver can be ticketed for impeding traffic if they drive in the left lane at a speed slower than the flow of traffic, even if they are at or above the speed limit. Move over. If a faster driver is behind you, you are expected to move to the right to let them pass. Let me see, at or above the speed limit. While it is technically legal to drive in the left lane if you are going the maximum speed limit, the law emphasizes that if you are going slower than the flow of traffic, you should move right to keep traffic moving smoothly, and speed limit applies to all lanes. The posted speed limit is a law that applies to all lanes, not just the right lane. So there is a little thing when we get onto the driving. Everybody has their experiences. Everybody has their thoughts on how they're going to do it and so forth and so on. So good luck, and particularly during this holiday season, be careful on the road no matter what you do. And, of course, we're going to have the stories the next several days on holiday travel. And I have a simple philosophy. If you're going to travel on Thanksgiving weekend, you get what you deserve. That's it. But good luck no matter where you go, and be safe. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. I just wanted to weigh in on that section of highway between San Miguel and King City. I drive it quite often, and I concur with that caller yesterday. However, because I drive in the left lane, too, I know where I drive in the right lane because most people are going by me. Doing 70, I'm going to be the slowest guy on the road.
Yeah, they just lowered that speed limit, what, a year or two ago to 65? It used to be 70.
About a year and a half or two ago, they lowered it from 70 to 65. But people coming through that area are still doing 80, 85. So I usually cruise around 70.
Man, I don't, because I see too many CHP up there once I get past Bradley.
Well, they're there, and I know where they hide out, but they don't bother you when you're doing 70. There's too many people after doing 80, and those are the ones they want to write a ticket for. That's at least my experience. I've come up on them doing 70, and they don't do anything. But I will say this, so I know where all the bumps are, all the bad sections of road, so I'm driving in the left lane, and I keep an eye on my rearview mirror, and...
Really
bad spot.
You're going to have to repeat that because you cut out for a little bit.
Yeah, that was Lowe's Canyon. Driving on that section of highway north of San Miguel.
Well, you're cutting out again. You better go across the San Miguel Bridge.
Now I'm up on top of the flat here, so it should be good from here on out.
All right.
Theoretically.
Okay.
But anyways, when I see someone coming up behind me, I move over to the right. Unless they're coming up so fast that they kind of catch me by surprise and they're already moved over to the right lane to pass me on the right, in which case then I just stay in the left lane. But it is bad. That section of road is horrible, and I do agree. We have so much gas tax money, but like you said, we have issues with bikes, and we spend a bunch of money on bike lanes, and that's where our gas tax money goes. A good example, of course, we all know the section of River Road between Navajo and Crescent Road. They spent $1 million putting a bike path down below, walking, hiking path, when really that road should have been, that $1 million could have been better served making a straighter road up on River Road. It's a main artery on the east side of Salinas River.
So you're okay with that guy staying in the left lane then?
I think you should be respectful and move over to the right when... If you see people coming, that's what I do. Like I said, if they come up super fast and I don't get a chance to get over and they've already moved over to the right to pass me on the right, then I'll stay there.
But
as a rule, I see them coming to move over.
But if it's on that stretch where the road is not good, are you going to move over or are you going to stay in the left lane?
Well, now there's particular places that are extremely bad. I will not. I will speed up and match their speed for that half mile or so. So that I don't have to get over there, because I just won't. I can't take it. I do it every day. I drive it too much. It's like, I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard on the vehicle. At least, you know, I think there's people out there that don't know the rules of the road. I see this happening where people get on the freeway over to that number one lane, the passing lane, and they just sit there. I think they think they're supposed to be there driving. I think they don't understand the rules of the road. I firmly believe that, because there's lots of people that just drive there and they don't look in the rearview mirror. They do 65 miles an hour and they ignore everything around them. And then, like you said, they're passing someone and they're staying the same speed or barely changed, you know, going past them. And there's 25 cars in a row backed up behind. It's like, come on, pay attention to what you're doing. Well, you have some responsibilities to your neighbors.
Well, I mean, we've had people call in over the years saying, if the speed limit's 65, I'm doing 65. I'm not, you know, basically it's like, I'm staying here because I'm doing the speed limit, even though they're backing up traffic.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing about the freeways around here. We don't have traffic like L.A. where it's two lanes bumper to bumper and you really have no choice. Here we have open roads and there's times that it's backed up, but you shouldn't be traveling right next to somebody.
No.
It's a funny thing when because I use a cruise control all the time, and I'll be driving along and people will come up behind me going faster than me, and I'm cruising along, and they go to pass me, and then all of a sudden, they're just matching my speed. And they're sitting right in my blind spot, or sitting right alongside me, just matching the speed. And I look over, and it's like they're in a trance. And I'm like, there's two cars out here. There's nobody for half a mile in either direction. Why are we side by side doing 65, 70 miles an hour down the freeway? What are you doing?
I have that happen quite frequently when I'm heading north, when I leave the station here a couple of days a week. And I'm amazed that people will do that. They're sitting right there. You know, there's the old saying that they should have learned is, you always leave yourself an out.
Yep. I learned that in driver's ed quite a few decades ago. And I think it's people just, they're kind of like in a trance thinking about something else. They're really not paying attention to driving, which is kind of a scary thought. And I don't think these are people that are intoxicated. I think they're just not paying attention. And they don't realize what they're doing. I think there's something. There's some sort of comfort about being around other people or something. Some people have. I don't know. It agitates me.
No,
I'm like, this is wide open road here. I don't want anybody around me. If you have a problem, I don't want to be involved in it.
No, I'm the same. I don't want anybody near me. And you know, I've mentioned this from time to time over the years. I will look at a vehicle. And I will make a judgment on the vehicle and the people in it and decide, you know, make a decision like, okay, I want to be behind them or I'm going to get far away from them because there's just something that I don't know if it's instinct or just my nature, particularly it has a bunch of dents in it and stupid bumper stickers.
I was just going to say, do you look at the dents in the car and say, hey, wait a minute, this guy looks dangerous, I'm getting away from him?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's a... automatic if it's coexist. I'm getting away from them. don't want to be near them, and they probably don't want to be near me anyway. So
true.
But it's you know, in this county, particularly, you know, when you're coming through San Luis up north through Atascadero, you really got to be on your ball on the ball because there are so many of those quick on ramps. Where people have to get up to speed very quickly to, you know, get into the flow of traffic. And again, it's, you know, you really need to concentrate and be looking ahead to see if you can see one of those cars coming up. And then, of course, if, you know, there's trucks, I mean, you have to gauge it.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And, you know, and there are plenty of on-ramps, particularly the north end of town, Spring Street, getting on the freeway going north. Good grief, that on-ramp is 3/4 mile long or something like that. And I've been behind people that are doing 40 miles an hour all the way up to the end. I'm like, this is an acceleration lane.
Mm-hmm.
You should be up to freeway speed. Every car on the road has the ability to get up to freeway speed. And then you're merging into traffic and it's much easier to speed up just a little or slow down a little and merge into traffic. And that's what your responsibility is when getting on the freeway. It's an acceleration lane. Now, granted, like you talked about, there's some are too short to pull that off, especially that one in Atascadero, but
well,
you know, it's courtesy to your neighbor.
The one in Atascadero is always a test of how much guts your vehicle has when you put the pedal to the metal.
Well, when I am driving north through there, I'm aware of that. A lot of times, if there's nobody around me, I'll get over in the left lane just in case somebody's getting on, because you can't see it till the last second.
Well,
there's a little bit of a bend right there.
The one here at the north end of town, if people, you know, particularly those that live here, there is some help because when you're driving, if you look up, you can see the right hand, if there's traffic up there that you're coming into, particularly if it's a big rig. So you can, again, all you have to do is just look up above the hill there and you can see traffic. You know, so it kind of helps you maybe, you know, think about things when you're getting up there and get, like you said, getting up to speed, but realizing, hey, it looks like there's going to be a couple of big rigs or something like that, so you could be prepared.
Yeah, well, it's a matter of paying attention and being conscientious, and being conscientious is driving safe, and it keeps you out of trouble.
Yep.
You know, I know, yeah, statistically, it's one of the most dangerous things we do.
It is.
But there's a lot of things you can do to mitigate the danger.
Absolutely. Always, you know, be ready, be prepared, and always leave yourself an out, little rules like that. By the way, since they changed the speed limit up there, I mean, from here to King City, I generally do 65, so because like I said, I've when maybe it's the time or whatever that I see a lot of CHP there. So if I'm doing 70 and I get pulled over, I'm going to tell the officer, "Hey, there's a guy in Paso Robles that told me it's okay to go 70. Is that all right?"
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
Well, you know, I could give it a try.
Well, I will tell you this. So having said that, I'll call myself out here. If I'm doing 70 and I see him, guess what I do? I slow down. But there are times I've come up on him and I didn't see him. They caught me out and I was doing 70 and they didn't do anything.
Right.
But I don't stay doing 70 if I know they're there, and I pretty much see them where they're going.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny because I'll be driving and these people are just flying by me, and I'm like, "Well, I'm going to see you again down the road here because you're going to get pulled over." Sure enough, every day,
well,
during the day, I go up here, I don't see someone pulled over.
Well, 65 is too slow for that strip anyway.
It is. The excuse was lowering it from 70 to 65 because there's people out here doing 90 plus apparently, which I've never seen much of that. Lots of people doing 80, 85, but not 90.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, just leave it at 70. That's the right thing to do, but oh well.
Yeah, because it's it's a boring trip, number one. And number two, you got this wide open road, and people just get, you know, either get mesmerized or you get bored. It's like, you know what? This 65,
right.
it's you know, like my pet peeve here, 25 on Spring Street. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right.
But I will say this, I like the drive, I'll be honest with you. I don't get bored with it. I like seeing all the agriculture and see what's going on. What are they doing in the vineyards? What vineyards are being removed?
Mm-hmm.
What's the row crops doing? What are they doing? Is it fallow? Are they growing something? Just seeing what's going on in the field. So I try and amuse myself as I'm driving.
Well, maybe it's the final destination that gets me bored.
Oh. Well, I'm going to work, so.
Okay. All right.
So maybe I'm trying to avoid that. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Have
bye.
A good day.
You too. All right. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. I set my cruise control at 73 or 74 and never end up in a gaggle of cars. I don't know why people drive all bunched up. I don't either. Chris, when you drive, do you try to avoid getting bunched up?
Typically, yes. But sometimes it can't be helped.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of areas here. If you're going south in particularly, just past Templeton on that little and almost every time I drive it, the traffic just gets backed up a little bit, and you go, what's going on? And there'll be just, you know, two dummies, you know, like we were just talking about, side by side, both going the same speed limit while you're going up a little incline. It's like, come on, people, are you idiots or what? It's frustrating as heck. All right, on the text before we go to break. Regarding bicycles and cars, I'm with you, Kevin. The municipalities guiding the bicyclist into traffic is a huge part of the equation. Those new ridiculous green bike lanes at Paso Robles Street and 13th are a great example. Yeah, that is ugly. That is ugly, ugly, ugly. All right, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning Wednesday, November 26th at 6 p.m., they'll be entering their Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, ensuring travelers are wearing their seatbelts and driving safely. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month, but no meeting for this week has been scheduled. The next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 46 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. A federal judge has dismissed criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, ruling the interim Virginia prosecutor who brought the charges had been illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The White House responding.
I know there was a judge who is clearly trying to shield Letitia James and James Comey from receiving accountability, and that's why they took this unprecedented action.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Critics say President Trump is using the Justice Department to target political opponents. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping speaking on the phone Monday, agreeing to meet face-to-face. Fox's Peter Ducey.
Xi will travel to the United States in 2026, but first, President Trump himself will visit Beijing.
America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
It's 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 12 concluded Monday night as the 49ers nailed the Panthers 20-9. A good night for Christian McCaffrey against his old team, 142 yards from scrimmage, including a rushing touchdown.
Anytime I'm able to step on the field and play, I feel extremely blessed. My biggest critic, always want more, but love the fact that our guys went out there today and found a way to win.
NBA, the Pistons tied a franchise record with their 13th win in a row, 122-117 over the Pacers. Cade Cunningham led the way with 24 points. Raptors won their 8th straight, 110-99 over the Cavaliers, a season-high 37 for Brandon Ingram. Heat beat the Mavericks for their 5th consecutive win. Blazers got 35 from Jeremy Grant as they stopped the Bucks. Milwaukee has dropped its last 5. Pelicans end a 9-game skid by outrunning the Bulls. Knicks ripped the Nets. Karl-Anthony Towns scored 37. Nuggets got a triple-double from Nikola Jokic to top the Grizzlies. Rockets rolled over the Suns. Warriors wowed the Jazz, and the Kings topped the Timberwolves in overtime. NHL, Logan Cooley had 4 goals to lead the Mammoth to a 5-1 win over the Golden Knights. Cooley also assisted on Utah's other goal for a 5-point night. Wins for the Lightning, Devils, Rangers, Panthers, Capitals, and Kings. And college hoops, number 2 Arizona drubbed Denver at the Wildcat Classic in Tucson. The hosts are now 6-0 at the Players Era Festival in Las Vegas. Third-ranked Houston battled past Syracuse in overtime to boost the Cougars to 6-0. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have the Thanksgiving triple header starting at 9:30 this Thursday, of course. It'll be the Packers and the Lions and the Chiefs and the Cowboys, followed by the Bengals and the Ravens. Now, prior to that, at 9:05, since they usually start the games at 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving, but they moved it to a half hour later, I have a little special with Pat Summerall and John Madden. Some of their famous conversations and calls, and also the famous call you Raider fans will remember, the Immaculate Reception. Okay, so enjoy that. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. They are locally family-owned and operated business that offers traffic control service in Atascadero. Turning out mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, clear tonight, overnight lows right around 40. And for your Wednesday, we'll be right around 70, and we'll also be right around 70 for Thanksgiving. Maybe some clouds, sunny, mid-60s Friday, low 60s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and low to mid 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 6:50 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. And remember, it's your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, AtascaderoGunShop.com. And, no, that was the world-famous peddler. I don't know why I did that, but anyway.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
I already did the intro on that, but as we check in to see what beasts may be out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound. In other words, over the river and through the woods for the holidays. There's nothing to report on the world-famous peddler, but Mr. Garcia, I have a really good one for you today.
A good one? We don't hear that too often.
No, we don't. What is the longest time, it's a world record, by the way, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, that a naked human being stayed submerged in a ice bath that is sub-zero, naked?
2 hours.
Wow. 1 hour, 52 minutes,
cool.
and 42 seconds.
I was close.
Man, that's pretty good. You interested in setting a world record?
I couldn't last 10 seconds.
I wouldn't even go in. I wouldn't. Well, if I had my wetsuit, I might. I don't know. All right, if, you know. Anyway, something to think about for the polar plunge coming up January 1st. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, except Wednesday we're closing at 2, nobody here Thursday or Friday. All right, Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. All righty. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner out at the airport. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here it is. It's a Thanksgiving feast question. Now, what is the least favorite part of the Thanksgiving dinner? What is the least favorite part? Now, obviously, this is subjective, but whoever these people are, they've narrowed it down to generally what comes in first on the list. So what do you think it is? The least favorite part of the Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm not talking about with family. I'm talking about the food. Talking about, yep, you got it.
My least favorite part, too.
I have never eaten it because I just will never eat it or I'll never try it. Never, ever, ever, ever. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sweet potatoes.
No, but sweet potatoes is on the list. Again, another one of the things where I think government involvement should take place, where they should be banned as well. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Doing the dishes.
No, that's not food. Hi, good morning.
Giblets.
No, that's not even mentioned. I don't know. People do giblets anymore. I don't know. Okay, the least favorite part of the Thanksgiving dinner. Again, this has to do with food, not cleaning the dishes or what else you may do after. Well, sleep afterwards. Hi, good morning.
Green bean casserole.
No, that's not number one, but that is on the list, and I would agree with that as well. Another one that the government should step in and outlaw. So far, the sweet potatoes and the bean casserole should be outlawed. Hi, good morning.
Cranberry sauce.
Bingo, right on. Do you like Aunt Cranberry sauce?
No.
Was that
pretty definite?
I was going to say that was pretty decisive. No.
No cranberry sauce.
All right, how about do you like the bean casserole?
Yeah, I like most of Thanksgiving stuff.
Sweet potatoes?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I would eat a sweet potato, but a little bit, but as long as they keep the cranberry sauce off of it, you're okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but anyway, if you were going to say you like sweet potatoes, I wasn't even going to accept you as a qualifier, but All right, Chuck, I got you down. Got to go.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be this Friday, November 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of this holiday season with this free event. Representatives Lude Carb Hall's office announced that federal grants has been secured for the Santa Margarita Fire Station replacement project. The grant totals just over $1 million to complete the replacement for the existing station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Also making the list was carrots. And for me, that would depend on how they're cooked. But also in the top 10 on the list was the turkey. Particularly if it's overcooked and dry.
Which is easy to do.
I don't know. I've never tried. But anyway, there it is. So enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner without the cranberry sauce and sweet potatoes. This hour was brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. And they'll get to the root of the problem.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's